It's MRCTV's public service announcement with Brittany Hughes and Eric Shiner.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the MRCTV podcast public service announcement every single Wednesday right here on MRCTV. I'm Brittany Hughes, and actually, I am here by myself today. Normally, I've got my my trusty partner in crime, Eric Shiner, who co-hosts this podcast with me every week, but he is on some well-deserved vacation time this week. So we're actually going to do this solo. Kind of excited about it, actually. See how this goes. But thank you for being here with us on this Wednesday. It's actually, we've got good weather here. So I hope that it's sunny wherever you're at and that you're having a good middle of your week, heading into some lighter days on Thursday and Friday. If you are listening to us on mrctv.org, thank you so much for checking us out. Also, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. So if you want to check us out there, download our episodes and listen to them on your own time. Totally understand that too, but thank you so much for being here with us. And we've actually had a lot of news this week. It's actually been kind of a news-heavy week, which is always fun when you live right outside the Beltway and see everybody running around like chickens with their heads cut off with all the news that's been going on. But of course, there's a huge difference between the news that you hear if you listen to the national news media and the news that actually matters, which is what we try to do here at the Media Research Center. And I think one of the biggest things that I wanted to focus on today is, again, this immigration crisis that we're having at our border. And I say it's a crisis because if you didn't think it was a crisis before, the numbers are so clear. I don't see how anybody can argue at this point that it's not a crisis. So we've had some recent developments at the border. And of course, you know, back when President Trump was first inaugurated a couple of years ago, there was a bit of it kind of died down at the border a little bit. This is something I've been covering since about 2014 when I first went to the border when President Obama was in office, and saw how really our problems at the border were ramping up. Because we have an open borders policy. Let's just call it what it is. You can try to spin it however you want. You can put semantics on it however you want. We have an open borders policy in this country. Because when you tell people, if you get here, we're going to let you stay so long as you claim that you don't want to go home because you're afraid to, that's an open borders policy. Right? Because anybody can do that. And through that, we have let in hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people, if you go back and you stack it up far enough. And we have a problem in our immigration courts. We have a system that encourages people to come here illegally, to bring their kids here illegally, to make incredibly dangerous journeys that are no good for anybody. And it's costing us resources. It's costing bukus of taxpayer money. Back when President Trump was first inaugurated, you kind of saw a little bit of a downturn in that because nobody really knew what was going to happen. He was very tough on immigration during the campaign. And so we kind of saw a downturn. Now we're seeing a huge uptick. And not just an uptick, we're talking about record-breaking numbers that are threatening to surpass even Obama-era numbers at the border. In case you didn't know, and it's, you know, it's headlining a lot of conservative news websites and it's really big news. But you probably aren't going to see it on the national news if that's where you go to get your news, in which case I'm sorry. And maybe you should rethink. But, apparently just the last few months at the border have been just a huge mess. And Border Patrol has been screaming about this for a long time. And while Democrats are constantly pushing back on President Trump and his declaration of a national emergency at the border, which we can talk about in a second and what all that means, but while they're busy trying to play this political game because they hate everything that he does, I mean, the man could walk out the door and, you know, scratch his nose wrong and they're going to have a problem with it. So while they're playing games up there in Washington and piddling around Capitol Hill, not doing their jobs, between October and February, just the month that we just closed out, between October and February, border agents arrested 136,150 people traveling in families who were crossing the border illegally. Now, that's just people traveling in families. All right. That doesn't include single adults, of which there are exponentially more every single month. That doesn't include unaccompanied children. Those are just people coming across in family units. 136,150 people. Now, to give you a little bit of perspective, the prior record for a 12-month period, a 12-month period, was 107,212 family members, people coming across as part of family units. So we're seeing a huge, huge rise, not only in illegal aliens crossing the border, but in people coming across in families, because they have been told, largely by the Democrats, largely by the side of the aisle that wants to push for illegal immigration and open borders and no holds barred, we're just going to throw open the doors and everybody can come. They're being told that if you come with your family, you are going to be allowed to stay. And we're going to sue the crap out of the Trump administration for any efforts that they put to try to tamp down on this, to try to make it impossible for people to come and just get a free ticket into the United States. So they know that. Here's another data point that I found interesting. According to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol's figures, 76,325 illegal aliens were caught at the border in February alone. 76,325. That's more than any other single month in more than a decade. More than a decade. So we're going now back before the Obama years. We're starting to see numbers and records that are being set that weren't even happening under Obama. A record 40,325 family units arrived. That blows out the previous monthly record by almost 10,000 people. 10,000 people. So, again, when I started this whole thing, I started by saying I don't understand how anybody can say that this is not a crisis. This is absolutely a crisis. When you have tens of thousands of people storming the border every single month, overwhelming Border Patrol agents, overwhelming resources, we don't have the sufficient space to put them in detention centers. This latest spending bill that Trump signed actually cut back the number of beds that we have in immigration detention centers. So now we don't even have the piddly amount that we had before, which was less than 50,000. Now we've got, you know, even closer to 40,000. So we're cutting back on those, which, of course, if you don't have any place to put them and the law says you can't just cram them in on the floor, well, then you have to let them go because they're, according to our federal law, their cases have not been adjudicated. They haven't had their day in court. So what do? You can't hold them. You have to let them go. So then they're let go into the United States. The catch and release policy is implemented. It's exactly what the left wants. They disappear into the United States and many of them refuse to show up for their court dates. It's this same thing over and over and over again that we've been hearing for so long, but it's getting worse. It's getting worse. And of course, to hear the left talk, oh, well, these are just, you know, they're just migrants who are coming here for a better life. Well, you know, I can respect that. I can respect if you want to come to the United States for a better life. But we have a legal immigration system through which you can do that. When you have tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people every year coming across the border illegally, that is a crisis. Not only can we not handle it from a humanitarian perspective, we can't pay for it. Okay, we're exhausting our resources. Get this. U.S. Customs and Border Protection say that their agents and officers are referring an average of 55 migrants a day to U.S. hospitals for medical care. Over the past 4 years, CBP estimates that this has resulted in a taxpayer cost of $98 million. So this isn't just about the money it takes to pay border agents, to run detention centers, to have food and clothing for these people. this is also about the cost of our health. I mean, you want to talk about healthcare. You want to talk about Americans not being able to afford healthcare. Well, what about American taxpayer dollars going to illegal aliens who come across the border illegally, end up in a bad spot because the journey is so rough? They come, they're malnourished, they're dehydrated, they've caught a virus or a sickness, and they have to be transported to a U.S. hospital, and the taxpayers are picking up that tab. If we want to have a discussion about healthcare in this country and about how Americans aren't getting sufficient healthcare, let's have that discussion and let's talk about how our tax dollars are going to people who shouldn't be here in the first place, who end up coming across and have to be transferred to a hospital on our dime. Because, of course, you know, we can't just let them die. We need to get them medical care, but somebody has to pay for that. The reality is somebody has to pay for that. So 55 illegal aliens per day are being referred to U.S. hospitals. Border Patrol has also encountered 70 groups of at least 100 migrants each just during the first 5 months of this fiscal year. So since end of September. Since the beginning of October, 70 groups of at least 100 migrants each. So we're starting to not only see an uptick in family units, not only see an uptick in illegal immigration, but we're also starting to see a rise in what are kind of being dubbed mini caravans. Right, you've got these big caravans of thousands of people who come across and who make the journey all the way from Guatemala or wherever and come through Mexico. Now we're starting to see these mini caravans. All right. And one of the biggest problems, too, and I kind of want to segue to this, one of the biggest problems, too, and I have such an issue with this from a personal standpoint, because it's an absolute tragedy that we're not talking more about this. OK, the left likes to take this tack that Their immigration stance is all about humanitarian aid. It's all about protecting people. It's all about making sure people can come here for a good life. And yet, if you notice, if you listen to Trump's CPAC speech Saturday afternoon, and if you didn't, you know, I understand you probably just caught little snippets of it here and there. It was a 2-hour speech. But there was one line in it that the left seized on, like, I don't know. They flipped out about it and immediately, of course, started screaming that he was a liar and he was a racist when he stated, and I'm going to quote it here, mothers who love their daughters, talking about mothers in Central America who bring their daughters to the United States illegally, mothers who love their daughters give them massive amounts of birth control pills because they know their daughters are going to be raped on the way up to our southern border. Think of that. Think of how evil that is. End quote. That was his quote, making the point that sexual assault is a common problem for people who come through Mexico and come up through our southwest border illegally. Sexual assault is a very common problem. Well, immediately the left exploded with outrage. How could he say that about immigrants? That's not true. He's trying to paint them all in a bad light. Jemele Hill tweeted that if you're the type of person who believes this, you're dumb and awful. Molly Jung Fast tweeted, I wonder what movie Trump is getting this from. Of course, trying to paint this whole thing like he's just making that up. There's a problem with that argument, though. And that the problem is that according to border agents, he's absolutely 100% correct. 100% correct. There was a 2017 report from NPR, who is, you know, about as far left as you can get, and our taxpayer dollars still go to fund them too. But NPR said in 2017, they told the story of a 43-year-old woman who said she was advised to get a birth control injection because otherwise she might get pregnant if she was raped on the journey to America. In 2014, the Daily Mail estimated that as many as 6 in 10 illegal women are sexually assaulted while coming to the United States. Huffington Post put that number at closer to 80% based on a Fusion study that was done of immigrant women. PBS ran a story that same exact year talking about how common rape is for women who seek to make the trip to the United States and that they are often recommended birth control injections so that they won't get pregnant if they are raped. That's how common this is. That's how common this is. So again, when you try to approach this from the same standpoint that they do and say, okay, let's talk about the humanitarian crisis. Let's talk about the fact that they're coming here and they're sick and they're malnourished and they're dehydrated and they're having to go to the hospital and they've been raped or women are getting pregnant or, you know, just horrible, horrible things. Let's talk about the humanitarian crisis. Let's talk about that side of it. They don't want to talk about that. They would rather accuse Trump of being a liar and of spreading false information than actually deal with the issue at hand. Because again, it's all about a political game. It's all about a political game. It's not about solving the problem. It's not about making things better for people. It's not about actually looking at the numbers and saying, okay, based on taxpayer dollars, what can we do? What is feasible? How can we fix our system to maybe be a little bit more efficient? What can we actually do? It's about playing games, calling conservatives names, and trying to win elections. That is what this is all about. So do not for one second let them fool you into thinking that this is all about some bleeding heart cause because we have to protect people because they're coming from such horrible conditions. And if that were true, then we'd be taking a look at how our own policies affect people and create horrible conditions. If that were actually true, then we would be addressing that side of the issue. Speaking of which, there was another aspect of this that I wanted to touch on before news had even broken that we were seeing this massive rise of illegal immigration at the border, which again, many of us already knew, but now that the numbers are out, it just confirms what we already did know. But there's another aspect of this, again, that the left doesn't want to touch. They don't want to talk about it. And that's how this actually affects Americans once illegal aliens are allowed into this country and they get past the border and they're allowed in and they end up staying. They never show up to court and they're here. So ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the ones that are obviously responsible for interior enforcement of illegal aliens who are present and the deportation process, these are the guys that Ocasio-Cortez and Elizabeth Warren and Kirsten Gillibrand and all of these far left wingers are now piling on to the bandwagon of, well, we need to abolish ICE. We need to get rid of them entirely. They're a Nazi Gestapo type agency and they operate outside of the law and, you know, they're constantly violating human rights and we just need to get rid of ICE. We just need to get rid of ICE completely and have no interior immigration enforcement whatsoever. It's perfectly fine if you're here illegally in violation of our law. We don't care. And we need to get rid of the people who are responsible for implementing the laws that Congress has actually passed saying that certain people are deportable. So that's the left's tack. In the meantime, while they're spewing all of that nonsense, in the meantime, ICE just put out a press release, and they do this all the time, by the way. You can go on their website. This is not new. They do this all the time. They're constantly issuing reports about immigration enforcement, about dangerous. I mean, I'm not talking about just, you know, Maria, who ran a stop sign, which is problematic enough. I'm talking about really, really dangerous illegal aliens that they have managed to round up, and not just round up, but arrest after they have been let go by state and local prisons because of local laws that instruct law enforcement to ignore ICE detainers. So when they issue an ICE detainer and the person in question, the illegal alien who's been nabbed for something else, whether it's rape or theft or murdering somebody or whatever, ICE comes in and says, okay, when they're done serving their time for that, let us know. We're going to come pick them up and we're going to process them for immigration violations and probably kick them out of the country. Well, places like New York, which I'm about to talk about, places like New York City have said, no, we're not going to do that. We're just going to let them back onto the streets. We're not going to let federal immigration authorities come in and have any jurisdiction here and take our prisoners after they've served their time. We're just going to let them back out. It's totally fine. ICE just arrested in the New York City area 20 dangerous illegal aliens who were released even after they had issued an ICE detainer requesting that state and local law enforcement hold these people so that they could pick them up and take custody of them. That didn't happen. They were released. ICE had to go find them, expending even more taxpayer resources to figure out where these people were. And I'm going to read off just a few. These are just a few of the people that they rounded up. An unlawfully present Mexican national who had been arrested for robbery in the second degree and cause of physical injury. There was another unlawfully present Guyanese national who was arrested for assault in the second degree, assault in the third degree, reckless endangerment, menacing, and criminal possession of a weapon. So you would think if New York City were so concerned about people having weapons, they probably would have wanted this guy to be turned over to immigration, but they didn't. They let him go. So some serious hypocrisy on that end. You had a Spanish individual who was here illegally. He was arrested for assault, menacing, criminal possession of stolen property, and harassment. There was another Mexican national arrested by local authorities for assault in the second degree, acting in a manner to injure a child under the age of 11, and then harassment in the second degree. Another was an unlawfully present Colombian national arrested by local authorities in October for, get this now, strangulation, assault, and harassment. He was arrested again in December for robbery and assault. Let go twice without being turned over to immigration and customs enforcement. There was also an unlawfully present Guatemalan national who had been arrested by local authorities for rape. So these are the people that not only are they allowed to come into our country illegally, not only does the left want to ignore the crisis that we have at our southwest border and not talk about the numbers, not talk about the resources, not talk about how overwhelming that is. They also don't want to talk about what happens after these people get here and are caught committing heinous crimes. I mean, we're talking about rape, strangulation, assault, injuring a child under the age of 11, harassment, criminal possession of a weapon. I mean, major, major crimes here. And they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the effect that it has on Americans' wallets, and they don't want to talk about the effect that it has on Americans' lives. They don't want to actually have a discussion on this point, which is why we bring it to your attention, which is why we harp on this, which is why I've spent the last 20 minutes talking about it, because this is important information to have. It's not information that the national news media is going to give you, and it's certainly not information that anybody on the left is going to come to the table with. This is information that Americans need to know. They need to know how much money they're spending on this stuff. They need to know how their communities are being put in danger because of these policies. They need to know how many people are swarming the southwest border every single day. This is information that the average American deserves to know. So that's why we bring it to you. We're actually out of time. That went really quick. That's a lot to talk about. It's a huge topic to talk about. I don't think it's going anywhere. I think we're going to be back talking about it again. But we are out of time for today. Thank you so much for tuning in to the MRC TV podcast public service announcement. I'm Brittany Hughes. We'll be back next Wednesday. Eric Shiner will be back with me in the studio. Thank you so much for listening to us again. You can check us out on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. And we will see you back next week.